the 43rd legislative day. Will the members please vote to signify their presence today?
The roll shows all senators present today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. This is some kind of record. Father Roger Wharton, Church of the Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, is with us this morning for the prayer. Will the members please stand?
Let us pray. Lord Creator, we begin another week of work. Thank you for calling us into professions of service that we may labor and strive for the good of others and all your creation. Keep us mindful of those who are unemployed and therefore find emptiness inside because they are unable to work for the common good. Bless, we pray, those who labor in this Senate and all who work in their support, that all their works may find pleasure in your sight. Amen. Amen.
Senator Abood, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, may we have the certification of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 40th, 41st, and 42nd legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary for the 40th, 41st, and 42nd legislative days.
Hearing no objections, the journal will be certified as stated by the Senate Secretary for the 40th, the 41st, and the 42nd legislative day. May we have introduction of guests this morning. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Madam President. There are a number of people in the gallery on both sides that I want to introduce. I'm not going to be reading names. However, I did want to take this time to introduce them. 25 visitors this morning who are members of the Elder Hostel Program. It's a national program which combines travel and education for people over 60 years of age. They've been spending their time in Southeast Alaska since Friday evening. These 25 folks, along with 25 others who are now in the other body, have been participating in the program aboard the motor vessel Matanuska, the ferry. They have sailed from Seattle, have already stopped in Ketchikan, and they will stop tomorrow in Sitka. While on board, they've been studying Alaskan art, natural history, and Alaskan politics with former Representative Mike Miller. I'd like you to join me in welcoming these individuals to the Senate.
Senator Duncan, are they Alaskans or are they from all over the country?
As far as I know, they're from all over the country.
Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you folks in the Senate today, and we hope you learn all about us. Senator Duncan?
I just want to take this opportunity to introduce a constituent of mine who is helping put this program together. She's from General Sharon Gateman.
Senator Josephson?
I hope that they'll get to Anchorage someday.
Is that the real Alaska? Senator Coghill?
The real Alaska is the interior, the Fairbanks area.
Do we have further introduction of guests this morning? Senator Eliason, under introduction of guests.
Once they get to Sitka tomorrow, they'll never leave. One other thing.
Senator Eliason, you have the floor.
Madam President, I don't know if there's going to be any further introductions, but I'd just like to make sure through your chair to the clerk or the Secretary of the Senate, am I voting in my own place or Halford's today?
The buttons have been changed, Senator,
have been changed
so you're
back
each
to...
voting in your own spot.
Thank you very much.
Are there further introduction of guests this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Madam President.
Are there messages from the House of Representatives?
There are no messages from the House.
Do we have communications this morning?
A letter of February 26, 1987, Dennis D. Kelso, Commissioner, Department of Environmental Conservation, with a report to the 15th Alaska Legislature on the Oil and Hazardous Substance Release Response Fund, as required by Alaska Statute 46860. This report provides information on the Department's spill response activities, fund expenditures, and monies recovered from spills during the six-month period from July 1, 86 to January 1, 87.
This report has been referred to the Resources Committee and the Finance Committee.
That was the only communication today.
Do we have reports of standing committees today?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Resolution Number 10, establishing a Senate Special Committee on AIDS Prevention, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Fisher chairman, concurring Senators Josephson and Curtula, and attached the zero fiscal note. SR 10 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 111, extending the termination date of the Board of Electrical Examiners, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with 2-0 fiscal notes, signed Senator Kelly chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Ewling, and Eliason. SB 111 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 122, term of office of the student member of the Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, and recommends do pass, signed Senator Fisher chairman, concurring Senators Josephson and Curtula. A zero fiscal note was attached. Senate Bill Number 122 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill Number 131, regulating the sale and use of TBT-based marine anti-fouling paints and coatings, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass the zero fiscal note, signed Senator Kelly chairman, concurring Senators Ewling, Fahrenkamp, and Eliason. Senate Bill Number 131 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Do we have reports of special committees this morning?
There are no special committee reports.
We're down to the introduction of Senate resolutions on the calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 18 by Senator Binkley, extending the Joint Special Committee on Local Option Laws.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
That was the only new resolution.
Do we have introduction of Senate bills today?
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 92 by Senator Jones with a new title, an act eliminating certification requirements for certain utilities that furnish cable television service.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Senate Bill Number 150 by Senators Fisher, Bennett, and Szymanski, an act relating to bonds issued for school construction and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 151 by Senator Josephson, an act relating to family education loans.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 152 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, with a fiscal revenue impact note entitled an act relating to the state's risk management and creating a state insurance catastrophe reserve account and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 153 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to the penalty imposed for certain traffic offenses.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
And those were the new bills today.
We're down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Held on reconsideration is House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, amended Senate. The title is changed to conform, or will be changed to conform to the amendment that was adopted on February 26th, if this is the will of the body, relating to the highway between Eklutna and Glen Highway and the Parks Highway intersection. On reconsideration.
May the Senate stand at ease, please. We'll come back to order, please. The bill before us is House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, amended Senate. Madam Secretary.
With the title, relating to the highway between Eklutna and Palmer. On reconsideration.
Question's been called. The question being, shall House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, amended by the Senate, pass this body? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Madam Secretary, you may lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change her or his vote? Madam Secretary, you may record the vote. And so, House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, amended by the Senate, has passed this body by a vote of 20 yeas, and everyone in attendance. there unfinished business this morning? Senator Euling.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on SB 131 with the concurrence of the sponsor who's on my right.
Could we know what SB 31 is?
SB 131. 131. Has to do with TBT, paint.
Without objection, Senator Euling will be shown as a co-sponsor on the Senate Bill 131, the paint bill. Senator Sturgalewski?
I'll give you the title. With the consent of the sponsor, I would move and ask unanimous consent I be shown as a co-sponsor on two pieces of legislation, Senate Joint Resolution Number 19 regarding the resident hire on the Amchitka Island project, and Senate Bill 131 regulating the sale and use of TBT-based marine anti-fouling paints and coatings.
Thank you, Senator. Without objection, Senator Sturgalewski will be shown as the co-sponsor on those two bills. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Madam President, with the consent of the sponsor, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 132, an act relating to public use of the Dalton Highway.
Without objection, Senator Fahrenkamp will be shown as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 132, public use of the Dalton Highway. Senator Hensley.
Yes, Madam Chairman, with the concurrence of the sponsor, I'd like to be move and ask unanimous consent that I be considered a co-sponsor for Senate Concurrent Resolution 16, Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Awareness Week.
Without objection, Senator Hensley will be shown as a co-sponsor for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16 dealing with fetal alcohol syndrome. Is there further unfinished business this morning? Senator Curtula?
President Senate, I'd ask that the rules chairman through the chair have a quick look and report on the title changes of resolutions. My opinion, don't need a resolution to change the title of a resolution, only a bill. But perhaps it ought to be looked into.
Thank you, Senator. Is there further unfinished business this morning? I have a few appointments. I'd like to appoint Senator Rick Euling to the Pacific States and Territories Ocean Resources Project. And on the Special Committee on Local and Regional Economic Opportunity, I'd like to appoint the following senators to that committee. Senator Sturgalewski is the chairman. Senator Zaroff and Senator Jones as participating members. Under announcements this morning. Senator Coghill.
Madam President, today at 2 o'clock, our Senate Resources Committee will be meeting in the Butrovich Room, and our first order of business is confirmation hearings. We have the Commissioner of Department of Environmental Conservation, Dennis Kelso. Then we'll take up the confirmation of Judy Brady, who is the designated Commissioner of Resources. And we have several board members that won't be here. We'll be doing them by teleconference. But we have the State Assessment Review Board, the Board of Marine Pilots, the guide board, two to go on the guide board, and one to go on the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. So I would request that any of the senators that have any input into any of those particular areas that they should attend the hearing. Then we'll be taking up three bills that we've already mocked up on in the committee. That's Senate Bill 112, which is the Forest Management Agreement, Senate Bill 71, which is the management of sand and gravel, and SJR 11, which is the repeal of the Jones Act. That's our agenda for today for March the 4th, while we have the agenda of committee substitute for Senate Bill 62, which is a CRNA access to recreational areas, committee substitute for House Bill 26, which is the sale of milk products, and Senate Bill 130, the supplement appropriation for DNR for records offices. And then on Friday the 6th, while we'll be in Fairbanks with the subcommittee on the ANWR hearings, and I haven't talked to our subcommittee on fisheries yet, but I think we got a couple of bills that they might be able to hear during that time.
Thank you. Senator Euling?
Just a real quick, at ease, please.
Without objection, the Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come back to order, please. We are under announcements. Senator Coghill?
Madam President, I don't know why I said it, but the Sergeant-at-Arms corrected me. I said 2 o'clock. I meant March the 2nd, and I meant 1:30 for the resources meeting.
Thank you, Senator Coghill. Senator Kelly.
Madam President, the Labor and Commerce Committee is going to have fun today, and we're going to hear Senator Binkley's SB 128 dealing with state employees at 3:30 in the Belts Room.
The CB bill. That's Senator Binkley.
Thank you. Madam President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we be allowed to waive the five-day rule in order to hear Senate Bill 144, an appropriation from budget reserve to the general fund, and also Senate Concurrent Resolution 17 to suspend the rules on title changes on HB 89. Hearing will be Wednesday morning at 9:30 a.m. in Senate Finance.
Thank you, Senator Binkley. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Madam President, Tuesday at 3:30 in the Belts Room, the Special Committee on Oil and Gas will be hearing again a committee substitute and some markup on SB 70, an act relating to the disclosure of certain state tax assessment information by the Department of Revenue. That will be our only meeting this week, and I do hope the members can plan to attend.
Thank you, Senator Fahrenkamp. Further announcements, Senator Fisher?
Chairman, the Senate Hess Committee today will be taking up SCR 2, the Children's Law Task Force, and that'll be first. And then SB 119, State Aid for Education, the Foundation Program. We'll go the rest of the period on that alone.
Thank you, Senator Fisher. Senator Eliason?
Madam President, rules will meet at 1:15 this afternoon in the Belts Room. I'll take up Senate Resolution 7 relating to the timber industry in Southeast Alaska. House Bill 2, providing for the adoption of the Uniform Simultaneous Death Act, H.R. 6, relating to reciprocal competition in marine transportation service between U.S. and Canadian companies operating in Alaska and the Yukon Territory, and H.C.R. 7, honoring the 100th birthday of Ernest Greening.
Thank you, Mr. Rules Chairman. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, at 3 o'clock today in the Governor's Conference Room, some of the governor's key staff and cabinet will be giving an explanation of their income tax, severance tax, and longevity bonus proposals. Also, the flowers this week are again from Miss Scarlett's Greenery, and we certainly thank them for the flowers.
Do we have special orders this morning? Senator Binkley.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the privilege of the floor to speak on my recent trip to Hooslea.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the floor.
Thank you. I'd just like to report to the members of the body that the memoriam that was passed by this body was passed on to the family of Jimmy Huntington. They appreciated it. It was kind of a chilly, cold day in Hooslea. It was about 15 below, and the wind was blowing pretty hard. And a sad occasion for those of us who knew Jimmy and his family. But I think it was Jimmy would have appreciated the funeral. It was he had a full and productive life. He got a lot accomplished. The one thing that he was concerned about was not being a burden on his family or on society, and he certainly accomplished that, and I think he had a lot to be proud of, and in that sense, it was a very happy occasion. And I want to thank you all for the opportunity of me representing you at that occasion.
Thank you, Senator Binkley. Senator Eliason?
President, I move and ask unanimous consent I'd be given the privilege of the floor to remark on a newspaper I received this morning.
Without objection, Senator.
Madam President, I received from the Tampa Tribune and the Tampa Times. Of course, Tampa, that's way down in Florida somewhere. And it's a whole section devoted to Alaska and Canada. I would hope that our Division of Tourism has something to do with this, but I'm not quite sure about the contents. But as an example, on the front page, it says, "Very wild critters roam Anchorage." Well, they do, but not in the context that some of us think. And I might, it goes on to say, although it is a thriving population center of more than 250,000 residents, with high-rise office buildings, first-class hotels, and modern highways and shopping centers, the fact remains that Anchorage sits in the middle of a vast wilderness region. So it is not too surprising that moose and bear come wandering in both residential and business districts. Ducks and geese go winging by a post office and hotel windows. And whales can be seen splashing away in nearby Turnagain Arm. So much for Anchorage. Then we have a little something on Juneau. It says rafting to see the governor. Now here's some people in a raft out there by the glacier, and they're going to see Governor Cooper, I guess. I don't know where he is today, but they're looking for him. And it says, located as it is in the northern end of Alaska's famed Inside Passage, Juneau, the state capital of Alaska, is accessible only by air or water. One of Juneau's nearby attractions is the mighty Mendenhall Glacier, which can be explored in several ways, including by river raft above. And then here we have some totem poles from Ketchikan. Keepers of the legend, legacy, totems surround Ketchikan. And there's a similar area of some people I know in Ketchikan there. And then we have, here's one on Juneau. Salmon bakes are a Finney experience. An article on the salmon bake here at Juneau. And then, of course, the final one on Anchorage is it shows a picture of these people surfing in Turnagain Arm. But it is very interesting to note that we are getting wide coverage, but I'm not quite sure it's all that accurate. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Josephson, you're seeking the floor.
I request the floor to discuss higher education, Madam President.
Without objection, Senator, you do have the floor.
Madam President, Friday I attended portions of a meeting of the Post-Secondary Education Commission, and I wanted to say it was a very spirited meeting, and the commission, with myself and Representative Caponin abstaining from the vote, which we thought was the appropriate thing to do, voted, I believe, 6-3 in favor of the legislation offered by Senator Zaroff for a separate community college system. I thought that was a rather remarkable outcome. I would also note that two of the three negative votes were cast by the two regents who serve on the commission and who did not abstain from the vote. Madam President, this morning I introduced in the Senate Senate Bill 151, which is patterned after legislation introduced in the House by Representative Davidson. I believe that Mr. Davidson came up with a really outstanding idea, and I want to commend it to my colleagues in the Senate. His proposal is that, without additional cost, that the post-secondary loan program offer an option to families with dependent children in college. That option would permit a parent of a dependent to borrow the student loan monies for college purposes with the same loan limits at a 5% interest rate, but with the requirement that repayment begin immediately the month following the loan disbursement. What Mr. Davidson and I are trying to do is to encourage the parent to be involved in the funding of higher education and to participate in the cost of higher education. It also means that collection is going to be simplified because the borrower will be the parent, will be someone of presumably permanent status in the community with assets or collateral in case of default. It also has the feature that for forgiveness purposes, if the parent remains in Alaska, forgiveness will be allowed. That means that the student can declare himself or herself as a resident of the state where the student is attending school and get the lower tuition rate, which is available to in-state students usually after 1 year of attendance at that school. And I just wanted to bring this to the attention of the body because I think that we're looking for ways to stretch dollars, bring dollars back earlier to the program, involve families in the financial responsibility, Madam President, and make the program more effective. This would be an option to the existing program, but would not involve additional cost. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. Majority Leader.
Madam President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.
Without objections, the Senate will be adjourned until 11 a.m. Tuesday morning.